Today's show is sponsored by Head & Shoulders Scalp Shield Technology. Regular use of Head & Shoulders Scalp Shield provides a continuous, invisible shield of protection against dandruff, itch, and dryness, renewing your protection with every wash. Get up to 100% dandruff protection that's never not working with Head & Shoulders Scalp Shield Technology, available at walmart.com.
We also want to thank Harry's for supporting the show. Guys, have you looked in the mirror lately? I mean, like, seriously, Jason.
Every day.
Have you looked in the mirror? That beard you grew out last year is,
Jason.
Is a hot new thing. For everybody, the beard, right? And
yeah.
Then it's too hot outside now, and you want to tame that beard, and you want to get yourself some Harry's, and you want to enjoy the beardless life. Sometimes the kids, they, you know,
yeah,
you want to cuddle.
Sure, but you're scratchy?
Shower, shave, and one more thing. That's what you do every morning, and Harry's can help you make two of the three easier. They do nothing for the third one at all. Look, I've been a Harry's user for a long, long time.
Indeed. Long time supporter of this show.
Lots of refills, lots of razors, and they're the best, and I'm quite pleased. And you do not have to choose between a great shave and a fair price, because Harry's gives you both. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/footballers. Get their starter set for just $3. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed, so you got nothing to lose. Go to harrys.com/footballers right now. Get this special offer. That's harrys.com/footballers.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in.
It's football time. For one team.
Not expecting a tight matchup tonight?
I think it should be a good game, actually. Hurts can get it done.
Yeah.
For fantasy.
It's a weird one.
I mean, it's a shared fantasy for Philadelphia that... Like, they could play fantasy football and then fantasize that their team could actually beat Tampa Bay. Take that, Philadelphia!
Mike stands alone, putting you on blast. No, I think, obviously, we previewed the game yesterday. And, you know, you go into every week thinking the favorite's going to win, right? I mean, that's how it works in the NFL. And there have been quarters here or halves here where mm-hmm. the Philadelphia offense looks like it can get it done, or their defense looks like it can get it done. So who knows? We've been getting great primetime games.
Yeah. Oh man, we sure have. Their defense is very confounding, because sometimes it looks legitimately great and sometimes it looks legitimately awful. Not like in between, like, oh, they're okay. It's like they're either shutting fools down or they're like, I have no idea what our scheme is here.
We have so much to talk about today. Injuries to catch you up on, the fantasy forecast part one. So we'll be in the week 6 matchups, news, like I said. And then starts of the week and the boom, boom kicker. Mm. The story continues.
Oh, I cannot wait. What did we do last week?
He had been dancing.
Yeah, we were.
Oh,
we
yeah,
were
you did
dancing,
the Charleston.
And then I went to a fancy dinner last week.
So that's where we left off with narrative.
Yeah.
And you can find us on Twitter at the FF Ballers, Jason at Jason FFL, Mike at FF Hitman.
I hope he skips out on the bill.
that may be the next part of this story. Netflix has come calling for the Boom Boom Kicker series, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be huge. Squid Game levels.
Follow me at Andy Holloway. Jointhefoot.com is the fantasy football community with the extra weekly show and the perks. And we had a good time hanging out on Green Room yesterday.
Mm-hmm. With Beb.
with Beb. And let's jump into some news. Or actually, before the news.
Yes.
Let's get working.
Never Not Working. Presented by Head & Shoulders Scalp Shield Technology. Available at Walmart.
It's time for Bipocalypse.
I don't like that song at all.
No, it's kind of, it's sung happily, but
it was
it's a
not
terrible.
Bills.
It's a terrible. Yeah.
Cowboys, Vikings, Steelers, Chargers, Jags. I looked at my dynasty team yesterday, and I looked at the Bipocalypse next week, and the first 7 players on my team are on a bye.
Yeah, 6 teams on bye is a large amount. Those are those weeks where you've got a plan. But it just so happens this year that the six teams are chock full of fantasy relevant players. Only the Jaguars are out here. They're like, you know, wanting to be part of this great group of fantasy relevant teams. So this is the time for fantasy players to, this is the time to plan ahead a full week, not just for this coming matchup. I know you got bye weeks and you got things you got to do for this week, but you need to plan on your waiver wires right now for what to do about next week. Take a look at your roster. You might be fine. You might be, but you might be like, oh my gosh, I have no quarterback the next week. And guess what? When you have no quarterback, neither does the Josh Allen, the Dak Prescott, the Herbert. Those managers, like, they're all going to be looking for quarterbacks. So grab them now if you can.
Mm-hmm.
So at quarterback, you've got Josh Stallion, Dak, Herbert, Cousins, Lawrence, Big Ben gone. Here are the names to pick up. Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
He plays against Buffalo this week. He probably doesn't have Julio. Nobody's playing him. Cut him. He's on the waiver. Oh, next week? He's probably got Julio back. He's got Kansas City. Heck yeah.
Yes.
Jameis Winston is on bye. Half of his weeks, he's on bye. But he's cut. He's on waivers. He's coming back possibly with Michael Thomas, someone you could stash now. Hope that you get that great New Orleans offense. Matt Ryan has Miami, and then, you know, if those guys aren't out there, Ryan Fitzpatrick,
have we
could
heard
be back.
Any Calvin Ridley updates? I know he had the personal situation, so he missed the game, but I haven't heard anything yet. Have you guys seen anything?
No.
Okay.
Nothing new. Wasn't an injury. Regarding Ryan Fitzpatrick, not sure he's getting his job back.
Yeah, he very well might not. I mean, that one is not one I'm running to pick out. But those other guys are available in about 40% of leagues. So
Tannehill's the number one target for the bye pocket.
Yes, he is.
For sure, for sure.
And getting him now costs you no fab. You have to sign him next week on waiver day. You're going to have to spend on him.
Absolutely. And at running back, this is more difficult because running back is sparse. The guys that are out there, guys like J.D. McKissick, who's got Green Bay in week 7, the New England backfield, Ramondre Stevenson, Brandon Bolden, you could take a look at those guys. The one name I wanted to bring up is Elijah Mitchell. He is on bye this week. People might have to drop him. He hasn't done much, and he's not playing. If he is dropped, pick him up because we looked this up. My name is Jeff Wilson, Jr., not expected to be back until late November. They will be back in Indianapolis. And Michael Carter also on bye this week. Should be, you know, on waivers and is
so those,
playing next week.
To be clear, those are potential fill-ins for Eckler, Zeke, Dalvin, Najee, J-Rob, Zach Moss, if they're parts of your lineup. And then on the wide receivers, no Diggs, no Sanders, no Cooper, no Lamb, no Justin Jefferson, no Thielen, no Deontay, no Claypool,
oh,
no Mike
goodness.
Williams, no Keenan, no Marvin, no LaVisca. I have Marvin, and I was like, didn't realize he was on bye a couple weeks ago, going, oh, he'll fill in for my starters, and no, he won't.
You know the scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker breaks the pool cue in half, and he throws it down to the
tryouts.
Yes, and he throws it to the two guys. It's like,
yes,
one of you has to kill the other. That's what waivers will be at wide receiver next week.
And we're simply giving you the pool cue.
Yeah, we're trying to give you a way out. Like, you want to leave the room before he throws the pool cue down? So, Jameson Crowder, Brandon Ayuk, those guys are going to be on a lot of waivers because they're on bye this week. I know Ayuk, I said I would cut him. That's fine. He doesn't need to be rostered. But if you have the ability to hold him, and he was cut, coming in next week, no George Kittle. But T.Y. Houston, maybe this week. T.Y. Hilton is another name who should be back by week 7 if he's not back this week. Look at those guys now and prepare for the bipocalypse. And then at tight end, you got Dawson Knox and Dalton Schultz, the waiver wire heroes that will be gone. Ricky Seals-Jones, we'll talk about him later. He would be my pickup of
Agreed.
The week. And I guess we'll throw in some defenses, too. Don't ask about kickers. I ain't doing that. Wait till the end of the show. But the Cardinals and the Patriots defense, they've got bad matchups this week. But in week 7, the Houston Texans, the New York Jets, respectively. Go look at waivers for next week today.
All right. That is Never Not Working. Brought to you by Head & Shoulders. Get up to 100% dandruff protection. That's Never Not Working. with Head & Shoulders Scalp Shield technology available at Walmart.com. Now it's news time.
News and notes from around the league, presented by Sleeper.
Kyler Murray was limited with a right shoulder injury in practice on Wednesday. He didn't miss any snaps in week five. He grabbed at his upper right arm at one point during the game. I think that the just be careful not to swing the pendulum too far here with like PTSD from last year.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I don't think anything's wrong. I significantly wrong. That's my take. You guys have a different opinion. I'm not freaking out about Kyler Murray.
I'm not freaking out, but I did bring up on Spotify Green Room last night that he is someone that I would maybe try to sell high on. If you can get a haul, Andy, you brought up you've never regretted getting a haul for a stud quarterback. You traded Patrick Mahomes for a haul plus Justin Herbert a couple of weeks ago. That's been great. I mentioned
yes.
Maybe targeting like a Jalen Hurts plus other important pieces where you're fine at quarterback, but you're adding a running back, you're adding a wide receiver, just because if he is injured more than you think, obviously we know the starting center, Rodney Hudson, is going to be out, tough matchup. Maybe just capitalize now, but I agree with you. This isn't like a, oh no, the world's on fire, get rid of Kyler Murray, but if you can get a haul, I would.
Hopkins missed practice due to an illness. We'll keep you updated. Dalvin Cook limited on Wednesday. That's a good sign.
Yes. He had not been practicing.
And ironically, Alexander Mattison didn't practice at all because of his shoulder injury. So Dalvin Cook, I would expect him back out there this week. Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen didn't practice. It could be maintenance days. We'll find out soon enough.
It was just Dalvin Cook running some laps by himself.
Yeah.
The Vikings weren't there.
Christian McCaffrey. Matt Rhule says he's 50-50 to play. Doesn't sound 50-50 when you hear the 50-50 report.
It doesn't.
Because you need to put him back out there and risk anything is just not worthwhile for this team with the record that they have. So you need to go into the week, I think, believing that Christian McCaffrey's 100% to go to put him out there. If I'm that team, and I think we think Matt Rhule's a smart guy. So I wouldn't put a 50-50 Christian McCaffrey back out there.
All I know is they're 3-2, and they won three games with him, and they lost two games without him.
That's fair.
So get back out there, Christian.
Mike Williams, non-participant. Al Robinson didn't practice with an ankle. T.J. Hockenson didn't practice. Darren Waller didn't practice. Of those four names, Hockenson's probably the biggest concern.
Yep, Hockenson is the biggest concern. He struggled with the knee injury for the last couple of weeks. You got the report that he hopefully will play last week, and he did, but he hasn't been doing great for fantasy since this knee injury popped up. So it's bad to see him not practicing.
Giants, Sterling Shepard limited, Kadarius Toney limited.
Shepard has said he will be back.
I he scoffs at his Shepard.
No, I only scoff because it's the player saying that, so it doesn't always mean what.
Yeah.
We've heard it before go the other direction, but yeah, the all signs point to Shepard being back. And Damian Harris did not practice. Beat reporters out of New England this morning believe that he'll miss the game. Melvin Gordon missed Wednesday's practice due to a hip injury. Just a small comment. Mike Boone is active and back.
Hmm.
The free agent addition for the Broncos. So he will take some snaps from Javonte. Oh.
Denver, don't do that to us.
It'll happen.
Don't, Denver.
Because you want to see Javonte run wild.
Yes, I do. And if you, I mean, like you can play both Gordon and Javonte right now, but you're not getting what you want out of either player. And if you add Mike Boone into this, that will be sad.
I feel like Jason is making some waiver wire adjustments.
I might just be looking at what I'm bidding on Ramondre Stevenson. It might or might not be.
Julio Jones returned to practice. I saw some people that were at practice saying he looked good. Tua Tagovailoa, after getting ribbed, expected to suit up.
All right.
Against Jacksonville in London, barring setbacks. So maybe a glimmer of hope for this offense in Miami. Any other updates you've heard, Brooks, before we move on?
Nothing yet.
All right, that was today's news and notes. We'll let you know if something happens over the next hour. Some of the teams getting out there for practice. Make sure you grab the Sleeper app. They're the leader in breaking news alerts. They will let you know what's going on as well. Subscribe to the Breaking Alerts channel after you download the app. Let's get into the forecast.
Fantasy forecast.
Guess that means I'm not getting Ramondre Stevenson.
Probably not, because you spent all of your fab on
the missile earlier this year.
Yeah. So I would just delete.
Why didn't he get picked up in our league yesterday? That's what I want to know.
He was on my pickups, but he was below some guys that I got ahead of him.
Yeah. Yeah. This is I wish that I had talked about the Damian Harris news, like, I don't know.
Nine minutes from now.
Did you have any bid in on him?
I had a bid.
Just now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you stupid show. That stupid podcast. Ruining my game.
Mm-hmm.
London, we get to do it again. You guys excited to get up early?
Hooray.
Now, Mike, you're doing your Sunday Live before the London game, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tune in 4 a.m. Pacific.
The Dolphins at 1-4 taking on the 0-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. Dolphins -3. That's the DraftKings Sportsbook line. Over-under is 47. Jason, what stadium are they in again?
Oh, the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Oh, wait. Wait.
I'm coming from Ireland. Okay, to see it's near enough that I'm going to come and see this game in London town.
Oh, boy. Now we need more London games. I'm glad you knew that was Irish.
Is Jacksonville going to win this game?
Probably not. Not okay. With Tua coming back. No, probably not. But there is some juicy fantasy opportunities in this game just because the defenses are so bad. I mean, the Miami defense, we spent years saying that they built this team the right way. What's going on? I mean, 27th against quarterbacks, 31st against running backs, 28th against wideouts.
It's the curse of benching Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, great.
That's what you get, Miami.
Oh, wait. That's happening to Washington's defense right now.
Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
What does he do?
What?
Does he disarm like the defense's animosity? Are they so?
I don't know. But this is now a trend.
Pure karma.
Wow. All right. So I like Trevor Lawrence in this game.
Yeah.
He was a top 10 quarterback last week. We'll talk about him later. James Robinson is a must start every week right now.
Especially against Miami.
I mean, he had a career game last week, and he could have gotten even better if he had another goal line carry. But he is so safe right now at the running back position. The real throw your hands up and just play them, I guess, is Marvin Jones and LaVisca Chenault, because
can you?
I think you can.
I think you
can.
I think Andy is right.
I think I can.
If I'm going to choose one of these two guys, it's going to be Marvin Jones over Visca, because we saw with LaVisca changing how he's playing since the DJ Chark injury, I'm not as convinced he's going to have manufactured touches. And while he is explosive and could certainly do great things with it where you can put him in your lineup, we have a lot of history from Marvin Jones knowing he is a great NFL wide receiver. He has not gotten the targets, has not gotten it done the last couple weeks. But in the end, he is the best wide receiver they have in a winnable matchup where, the 47.5-point over-under, it's a good line. If the offenses do anything in these games, I could see it going back and forth in this matchup. The defenses haven't been good. So I think Marvin Jones is someone you can throw in your flex and hope. Now, it's worth noting, because this game, if you're on the West Coast, it's probably starting before you even wake up.
It's starting in 5 minutes.
If you're going to play Marvin Jones, put him in your wide receiver slot.
Sure.
Just like Thursday night players, so that you have that flexibility later in the day, the afternoon, the evening games.
Yeah, Tua returning could bring a little bit of hope of that over getting hit and this game being more of a shootout than a blowout. Dan Arnold, I think you can play him at tight end. Very involved last week in his first kind of full week, not a short week after the trade. And then on the other side, are you rolling Myles Gaskin back out there because of the Jacksonville matchup and the fact that he had a big week? It seems hard not to.
Yeah, it does. I think the matchup says you can rely on Gaskin. The 10 targets are good. Obviously, there's a quarterback shift here. So, for instance, I'm really curious, maybe skeptical is the right word, as to whether or not you can start Mike Gesicki. He's been great. The matchup is great. So it's like, okay, keep rolling with Gesicki, except when those targets started coming was when Tua went down and Brissett came in. So there is shifting. You know, I think we all three have starts of the week right now that are somewhat available, and I would start them over Gesicki despite how well he has been just because of the quarterback shift.
No confidence at wide receiver right now with Miami. Jalen Waddle has been not good, and Devontae Parker did not practice on Wednesday, missed last week. That would be my saving grace for Gesicki confidence, is if they're still limited at wide receiver this week, then he'll become necessary.
For Gaskin, too.
Yeah, for Gaskin. Green Bay, 4-1, taking on the Chicago Bears, 3-2 in Chicago. DraftKings Sportsbook line here, Packers -4. Over-under is 44 points. It's kind of a messy game. I mean, the Bears' defense has been really solid this year. They've given up a couple big plays, but fifth against quarterbacks, 10th against running backs, 6th against tight ends. The wide receiver position, it's not like you were deciding on Davante Adams here. He'd be the only wideout I'd start for Green Bay. Is this a pretty straightforward matchup to project?
Yeah, it really, really is. There are basically three players you're playing when looking at both sides of the game. I mean, Rodgers is in your lineup because he's Aaron Rodgers. Devontae, obviously, and Aaron Jones you can rely on. A.J. Dillon has been creeping towards flex appeal, but I don't think he has it in a matchup against Chicago in a divisional game. And then on the other side of the ball, I'm not touching the Bears.
Oh, I'm playing Damian.
Oh, I guess Damian Williams. For sure. Yes, sure. Damian Williams, and people picked up Khalil Herbert. They need to know whether they can start him. It's really tough to trust an offense that you're not confident can score enough points on the field.
I don't think Allen Robinson's going to miss the game. I mean, he has been an Iron Man over the last few years. But if he did, I'd be willing to roll the dice with Darnell Mooney. That being said, I don't think he's going to miss. So this game becomes more simple.
Mooney's interesting from the standpoint of game script, where the Chicago Bears have been very run heavy. Like, they get a lead, they sit on the ball, and they just hand it off over and over. Sometimes game scripts don't go the way you think, because on paper this is very easy that the Green Bay Packers are going to be up. But if that does happen, as I would project, that the Packers are able to score points, they will have no choice but to throw a little bit more. And thus far, the connection of the quarterback is, for Justin Fields, the rookie, that connection is with Darnell Mooney. I think that Mooney is worth a flex play to me.
Would you, let's say Allen Robinson.
I'm not playing Robinson.
Let's say Allen Robinson is out. I'm not playing either of these guys personally, but I'm curious, you guys are talking about Mooney being someone you could play, especially if Allen Robinson was out. Would you play Mooney or Jacoby Myers against Dallas?
Probably Jacoby.
Yeah, I lean Jacoby Myers.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's the level.
I mean, Mooney's been 7 or more targets 3 times. He's a week removed from 125 yards, and so if Robinson was gone in a blowout, I could see it working for him. He hasn't scored this year. Not that Jacoby Myers has ever scored, but seems safer to play Myers.
I would play Mooney over, like, LaVisca Chenault.
Over Beckham?
Dude.
Beckham just literally... Beckham. Last week was the worst of all of it because they scored 42 points and he was 2 for 20. Like, he was 100% disappearing. Like, Beckham was not involved.
Yeah, he's not involved.
Name should be Tim Patrick.
The way that
would make it
set up. the way it's set up, Cleveland, I would project them. They'll be able to control the ball. And we're still a few days out. But at least weather-wise, we're starting to get into that area of the year where you at least have to consider it. And it sounds like a little bit wind, which
in Cleveland,
which would be, it's not like you abandon all your skill players because of wind, but you might say, well, I'm going to move these guys down 10%, and that might be enough to change your decision.
And I don't like to speak well of Odell Beckham for fantasy. But I do think there is a situation where last week was a game of happenstance where they were running the ball really, really well, and they had a couple of giant breakaway plays from David Njoku
sure.
that just took the passing work away from, you know, other options. So The week prior, Odell looked okay, but the weather is worth at least bringing up. All right, before we get to the Cincinnati Bengals-Detroit Lions game, I want to thank today's sponsors. Babbel is here. If you are going to a destination where maybe you don't know the language, it could be challenging to do just about anything. The simplest tasks, how to order, how to read a menu, how to, you know, find the restroom. And Babbel is a travel essential. I have Babbel. I've signed up. We're working on the old Espanol. That's in right. Arizona. A lot of Spanish speakers. Really valuable to be able to speak another language. Babbel's 15-minute lesson plans make it really easy to learn on the go. These things are handmade by over 100 language experts. They're not AI lesson plans that a robot made. They are scientifically proven to be effective, and they have 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel in addition to the lessons, podcasts, games, videos, stories, even live classes. So right now, check them out. When you purchase a three-month Babbel subscription, you get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code FOOTBALLERS. That's Babbel.com. Code FOOTBALLERS. Babbel, it's language for life.
And Foot Clan, we want to thank today's sponsor, ExpressVPN. If you are on the internet, you got to protect yourself. And you're like, well, I'm going to fire up in an incognito mode. That doesn't stop your service provider from seeing what you're doing, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the United States can legally sell your information to ad companies. That's why you need a VPN. ExpressVPN, it's an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so that your ISP, they can't see the sites that you're visiting. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, you don't even realize you have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background. It's easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button, and you are protected. And you can use this on phones, computers, even your smart TV. There's no excuse. You protect yourselves in other ways. You got to protect yourself online as well. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/footballers. And you can get an extra 3 months for free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com, expressvpn.com/footballers. expressvpn.com/footballers to learn more.
All right, the Cincinnati Bengals at 3-2 travel to Detroit to take on the 0-5 Lions. The DK Sportsbook line here is Bengals -3.5. Over-under is 48. I'm a little scared of this game because Cincinnati is an enigma right now. Their games have hit the under in four straight. They rank 30th in plays per game. I'm not sure what they're going to need to do here. I mean, the Lions offense has scored 17 or fewer points three straight weeks. And the Bengals defense has been so improved. They're middle of the pack against the major positions, fourth against tight ends. And I just wonder if this is going to be one of those games that we look at and we say, wow, I've got confidence in Chase and Higgins and Boyd and they're road favorites, but maybe they try to control the clock with Joe Mixon.
A hurt Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be an interesting, I agree with you, Andy. There is definitely the potential for disappointment here. You could have a lower scoring game, just like you've seen with a lot of these Cincinnati games over the last couple of weeks. That being said, there are really good fantasy options in this game, even if it is a low scoring game. I mean, we've seen these 17-point week after week performances with the Lions result in good fantasy matchups. So I think it's going to happen again. First of all, you've got DeAndre Swift on the Lions side, which you've got to play. Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Bengals are allowing the highest opponent running back target share in the NFL. So that's where Swift lives. That's, he is the PPR, the target guy. You lost Cephas. I think DeAndre Swift is just an unbelievably great play. In fact, I was...
Andy's Almost Upset of the Week.
I could see him wanting to hit that button. He needed it. So this game is one that you are predicting the Lions get there, maybe their first win?
Yeah, I mean, I think
almost.
I think Detroit, I mean, Detroit has been on the edge of success multiple times. You see Dan Campbell after that loss?
Mm-hmm.
You see how emotional he was?
I did not.
He was crying.
He was crying.
This man really?
For his team.
He wants to win.
And,
I love it.
You know, he can bite. You can bite kneecaps and you can cry at the same time.
Yes, you can.
That's manhood.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sorry.
They should have won last week. They should have won against Baltimore. They're going to win this week at home. They're going to fight.
And
you were making such a compelling argument about Swift. I had to hit the button.
I could see it. I had a really hard time deciding who my start of the week was between the running backs on either side of the ball for this game, because both of them are just such a great matchup. Joe Mixon against the Lions, Swift against the Bengals. I think it pairs up really nicely for fantasy.
Yeah, I know, Mike, you are into Burrow this week.
I am
more reserved about this game, but we'll talk more about Burrow in a bitsky. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 8 targets in back-to-back weeks. Last man standing at the wide receiver position.
An interesting desperation play.
He's also who I ended up with in our waiver wire moments ago when Mike outbid Jason by a considerable amount for Ramondre Stevenson.
I figured.
And then I also, who was I going for? Oh, you picked up Brandon Ayuk, Jason. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Getting ready for the bipocalypse, I guess.
That is what it is. I just said it on the show. Nope. He's on bye week, hit the waivers, and I've got no Amari Cooper next week.
Well, I'm certainly going to feel more confident with an Ayuk desperation play if Jimmy Garoppolo is the quarterback. That is going to make a huge difference to me. TJ Hawkinson didn't practice on Wednesday. It's not a fun fantasy football situation for managers of TJ Hawkinson, because you're dealing with underwhelming play and under a lack of confidence in the knee. You know, it's been coverage going his way.
Yeah, and
tough opponent.
Yeah, the Bengals haven't given up much to the tight end position. He is in, you know, dealing with a knee injury, and with Cephas out, the defense can really lock in on him. I think Hawkinson's going to be great the rest of the season. I really, really still do. But if you have the ability to start one of these other guys that we're going to be talking about in a little bit, keep Hawkinson. I think I would be willing to look at
Dan Arnold.
Dan Arnold's right on that cusp where I'd probably still go.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah, Zach Ertz.
Ricky Seals-Jones.
Those two I would play over him. Not cut Hawkinson for them.
Hunter Henry.
Oh, he's so funny. Hunter Henry's been good for a couple
of weeks
in a row.
He's got good jokes.
Yes, he's got good jokes.
Good sense of humor.
No, but I think Seals-Jones and Zach Ertz, I would be willing to sit Hawkinson, not cut him, obviously, and try to get a few more points this week. Doesn't look like a great week for Hawk.
Anything to add, Mike?
Not on the Hawkinson side, just of the...
Jamar Chase is in your lineup.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Houston Texans 1-4 taking on the 1-4 Colts.
I guess back to the Bengals real quick. Are you playing T. Higgins with confidence?
No, because of the injury. The way that he kind of re-aggravated at mid-game, even if he's active, I worry that it keeps popping up.
So then are
you don't
playing...
worry about that with Mixon then?
Worried about Mixon.
I'm not worried about it with Mixon because P. Ryan is gone, and this is something where you saw him last week, and even though his utilization was only on the field like 20% of snaps, he didn't look bad. Like, he had some solid runs in the game.
His cut for the touchdown was delightful.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not worried about Mixon at all.
The Texans, the Colts, both teams 1-4. The game's in Indianapolis. DraftKings Sportsbook line. Colts -10 at home after the Texans put a big scare into New England last week. Over-under is a disgusting 43 points. And
I'd take the over.
Would you?
I would.
Yeah, the Colts defense.
You think Davis Mills can get it done again?
He looked good enough last week, and the Colts defense hasn't been great. And I think that this will hit the over.
Interesting.
I like the Colts minus the points. I think their defense, this is their time to step up at home. You got Jonathan Taylor coming off a wild Monday night game. He's confidently started. Michael Pittman, I think you stay in the Flames with him. He's had 6-plus receptions in 4 straight games. He seems very, very solid, especially in PPR formats. T.Y. Houston, I mean, they call him that for a reason. I mean, the jokes around Indianapolis right now is, hey, I don't think it's a coincidence he's ready to go at home against Houston because he's just...
he healed up faster.
It's not like the reporters. It's the players, the team, the coach.
Yeah, Frank Reich.
Was talking about it. Like, they all know. He's like, oh, man, we should get him out here because he always torches Houston.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't play him, though.
No.
I don't think I have any confidence to ride that narrative week one with a neck injury. Coming back, I probably have better options. It's not bipocalypse yet.
I need him to pass the Houston moniker over to Michael Pittman.
Yeah, Michael Houston?
Sure.
Hmm.
It's not as catchy. No. But I'm saying I would really love for Pittman to destroy this team.
Mo Alie-Cox, he's been involved. I don't know if they'll need him this week, personally, in a game with Jonathan Taylor running wild, but
that's kind of been the narrative for a lot of teams against the Texans, as you wonder, will they even need to throw the ball? But they have given up so many touchdowns to the tight end position,
mm-hmm.
That they are last place.
Yes.
All right, the other side of the ball. Brandon Cooks has had a couple of soft weeks. I am targeting him right now in trades. He's already got the stink of the Texans.
Yes.
And when you have a couple bad weeks and that rookie, you might be able to target him get him at a value.
After his start, those 3 great weeks, at that point we talked about I'm probably benching Brandon Cooks for 2 weeks because we knew the schedule. Buffalo looked amazing, and the New England Patriots are going to take out the number one option, and he had bad back-to-back weeks, but I think he's fine. He obviously is a good player. He's the number one target. We'll talk about him in a little bit.
All right. Anything else to add to this game? It doesn't look like it to me.
Nope.
The Rams at 4-1 take on the 1-4 Giants. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Rams -9.5. Over-under is 48.5. Look, the Giants are under 20 implied points in this game. They lost Daniel Jones last week. They lost Kenny Golladay last week. They lost Saquon Barkley last week. They lost Kadarius Toney to injury on and off the field. There's not a lot to like there. And Devontae Booker was the big spend, you know, in the waiver wire. And he will have volume, plenty of it, but not a big ceiling.
Not a big ceiling. I think it does make a big difference as to what quarterback is starting here for the Giants for literally the entire side of the ball. And it makes sense. Obviously, your team is better with a better quarterback. But if Daniel Jones, right now he did not practice on Wednesday, but reports say he's progressing and on track to maybe clear the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
If he is starting, that makes me more confident in Devontae Booker, more confident in Kadarius Toney, more confident in Sterling Shepard, guys that if Glennon is the quarterback, I am very afraid. I realize Toney can do things completely on his own, break away, yards after the catch, but I'm hesitant to play any of the receiving options with Mike Glennon.
Look, the Giants' defense is not good. It's 24th or worst against every position. I love Daryl Henderson.
Yeah, oh yes.
In this game, and Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods are both comfortable plays. Tyler Higbee, I think if you've been starting him, you probably keep starting him and hope for those touchdowns to continue. He has ping-ponged between top 10 weeks and bad weeks, but tight end is a tricky one.
Is this a week you're willing to flex Van Jefferson?
I just don't think you could. It's just...
No.
It's like one in... He's like Fulton Reed out there. I mean, it's 1-5.
It's 2-5 right now.
Okay. So no is my answer.
Okay. That's more than Robert Woods.
Yeah, but the difference is they build the game plan to involve Robert Woods, and they did it last week, and I don't know if you can bench 12 for 150.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying to bench Robert Woods. Okay. I'm just saying that Van Jefferson's had 2 really big weeks.
Yeah, and to me it's a matter of, so obviously we saw week one, Van Jefferson was like the very beginning of the game, mm-hmm. like, just complete surprise. I would assume that Van Jefferson would be more needed in a game where the other team is scoring a lot of points. His other good week was against Arizona, who put up 37 points. They had to really throw the ball a lot, and Van Jefferson was more utilized. Against the Giants, if it doesn't happen early, I would expect them to have a lead, and then Van Jefferson is not worthy of this matchup.
Kansas City, 2-3, Kansas City, taking on the Washington football team at 2-3 in Washington.
Oh, same record.
The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Chiefs minus 6.5. Over-under is 56.5. That's big time. That's because the Chiefs' defense, or lack thereof, combined with their offense, means that you're going to have some points on the board. Mahomes, Tyreek, and Kelce are auto starts every week, but Darrell Williams is the interesting name to mention here, where he is a solid running back to play to me.
Would you play him or Devontae Booker? Daniel Jones is in. You're going Booker or Darrell Williams?
I lean Williams slightly.
I do as well.
Would you play Darrell Williams or Jamal Williams?
I lean Darrell Williams.
I do as well.
Miles Gaskin or Darrell Williams?
I think I'll stick with Darrell.
Okay, so he sounds like he's
pretty locked in.
Yeah.
I love Michael Keaton. Look, Antonio Gibson on the other side at running back, you know, there's these reports about the stress fracture in the shin. But the two games since the reports, he's been great. And he's right on the edge of running back one territory. He's scored 3 touchdowns over the last 2 games. He says that the pain is not significant at all with the injury. So I'm becoming less freaked out about this injury.
That's
with Antonio Gibson.
JD
McKissick could end up out there a ton because of the game flow.
This game is one where I just expect massive, massive points. I mean, obviously the over-under is 56.5. It's the highest of the week. Is this like the highest of the year? I don't know. Maybe not.
I think we've seen this before.
It's one of those games where Taylor Heinicke had a really poo-poo game last week, but this defense has been so bad. Yeah, the Saints are a really good defense. The Chiefs have been so bad. Chris Jones, full, did not participate again in practice. I would not expect him to be out there. They need him desperately. They don't have him, being a defensive star for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think Washington's going to put up points, and Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes coming in off a loss, 2-3, against this putrid football team defense cursed by benching Ryan Fitzpatrick regardless of injury. I want pieces in this game, left, right, and center.
What do you think about Mecole Hardman? He was really involved this last week, 12 targets, 9 for 76. He's run the second most routes on the team at the wide receiver position.
He could absolutely have a good game. I'm probably not going to start him in a home league in a redraft. If you want to take a shot at, you know, a DFS lineup with him in it, sure. The reason I'm not is just simply because, and I said this when they signed Josh Gordon, it's that I don't believe in Josh Gordon, but I do think he'll be involved enough to just simply make it to where DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, like those guys are now harder to start and rely on because there is another mouth there that could just end up with the catches.
Would you play Mecole Hardman or on the other side, guys that I think are interesting? You have either De'Ami Brown, the rookie, plays, which that's we don't know yet. We don't know if Brown is going to play. But if he doesn't play, DeAndre Carter, who we talked about him a little bit on the waiver show, he showed up just seemingly out of nowhere. It seems to have the confidence already of Coach Rivera. But last week against the Saints, he had 8 targets, 4 for 62.
20% target market share last week. We were laughing while watching because Andrew Siciliano kept calling him De'Ami Brown. We're like, he's active? And then it was like, no, it was Carter. But he had a lot of targets. He was looked to, and Rivera was speaking very, very highly of him. So he's interesting, but I'm not necessarily starting.
So but I'm saying Carter or Hardman?
I would go Hardman. I would rather tie myself to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, if this is a DFS lineup, obviously, and value comes into play, Carter is a $3,000 basement wide receiver, kind of shot in the dark that you could take if De'Ami Brown is out.
And obviously, smash play for Terry McLaurin.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Taylor Heinicke is a nice stream.
Absolutely. And you mentioned,
I believe Ricky Seals-Jones had like 90-something% of the snaps at tight end last week.
Yeah, he was running a
99% of snaps.
I think he ran one fewer route than Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, he is in play. And Andy, you mentioned
eight targets.
J.D. McKissic, I think that he is a flex play as well.
So everybody.
Yep.
All right, the Vikings at 2-3 take on the 3-2 Carolina Panthers, who have lost a couple in a row here. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Vikings -1.5 on the road. That tells you everything you need to know about the trend here. Over-under is 45.5, but the Vikings are road favorites here. Dalvin Cook should be returning, and Christian McCaffrey is much more 50-50. In fact, if I'm a betting man, I'm betting he's sitting. So do you take the approach of McCaffrey active equals play, right?
Yes, 100%. I mean, I have McCaffrey and I've got Hubbard. That's just one player. Whoever is active will be in my lineup, and I really hope it's McCaffrey.
DJ Moore, you play him, but beyond DJ Moore, the confidence in Robbie Anderson is zilch. Terrace Marshall hasn't really done a lot. So is it really McCaffrey and DJ Moore and no one else?
Yep.
Easy. I think so. I do think Sam Darnold is, you know, this is a game where at home he could be a fine stream. I think there are other options like Heinicke that are widely available. I would play over him, but in a two quarterback league, you could do worse than Sam Darnold.
Kirk Cousins on the road. Is he on your bench?
Man. I was going to say, are you playing Sam Darnold or are you playing Kirk Cousins?
I would rather play Kirk Cousins, but I mean, this. I believe in the Carolina defense. I really, really do. I think they are fully legit. I expect Dalvin Cook to be back this week, and so this could be a game. Maybe we see a more defensive-minded, lower-scoring game. If Christian McCaffrey is out and Carolina's defense at home is legit, maybe this ends up a kind of disappointing game where you've got DJ Moore, Dalvin Cook, and then Justin Jefferson, and you kind of move on.
Would you skittish on Thielen right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I am too. Would you play one of these quarterbacks or Trevor Lawrence against Miami?
I'd play Lawrence.
Ryan Tannehill against Buffalo.
Is Julio active?
I believe
he is. In this scenario,
I would not
is.
Play Ryan Tannehill okay. against Buffalo.
I'd play Tannehill over these two.
Okay, so let's keep it going then. Carson Wentz against the Houston Texans or Cousins/Darnold.
I agree with what Jason said earlier in this breakdown, which is that this game has the chance to hit the under and be a more defensive-minded game with two offenses that, you know, injuries are causing them to have some...
Sputter.
Yeah, it's a sputter. Thank you, Jason. That's the word I was looking for.
Does Dalvin Cook being active affect how you believe in Kirk Cousins this week?
Slightly, yeah.
As in, like, are you more likely to play Cousins with Cook active or more likely to play him if Cook sits?
More likely if he's active.
Correct. Okay. He's definitely been better with Cook active.
I mean, that's how I feel about Darnold, too. I mean, Darnold, he had a nice week 2 weeks ago on rushing touchdowns, and then he drops the 29th at the quarterback position, and you look at the offense, and they gave the game away. They seemed like they were in complete control of that game.
They really did.
And then you blinked, and turnovers.
If Christian McCaffrey's active, that's 75 receiving yards that go to Sam Darnold.
All right, you can always find our rankings, the start-sit tool, and a bunch of other resources on the website, thefantasyfootballers.com. Communities, jointhefoot.com. Let's talk starts.
Starts of the week.
My quarterback start of the week. Turns out it was your stream of the week, Jason, which I found out after I put his name in here. We're in agreement on him. Trevor Lawrence, in London, he's been a top 12 quarterback twice this season, was number 9 last week. That's the same amount of top 12 performances as Lamar and Stafford and Rodgers. He's averaging 5 rush attempts per game. They're using him around the goal line in that capacity. And the Miami defense, full regression. I mean,
seriously,
they're allowing the second most points per drive, second most plays per game, second most 20-plus yard passes. Dan Arnold gives you a better, some more stability in the receiving game. So.
Does the postman deliver overseas?
He does. Yeah, yeah. Oh. They don't take our stamps, but yeah, he likes to travel.
Yeah, I like it. I like Lawrence this week. I like Lawrence a lot. I'm going with Taylor Heineke.
You're going with my stream of the week.
That's right.
I see what's happening here.
This is a good week to pick guys up off of waivers and play them. Taylor Heineke was the quarterback 12, the quarterback 9, the quarterback 5, and then played a really, really good New Orleans Saints defense, and now is playing a really, really bad Kansas City defense who has the lowest sack rate in the NFL, no pass rush, looks like they'll be without Chris Jones, and it's the highest over-under of the week. I said I want players in that game. I ain't lying. Taylor Heineke, I will start him happily over a lot of, you know, better NFL quarterbacks this week.
Just a quick aside, Kansas City is really the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because
currently, yes.
When you're facing them, because you know they're going to score.
Yep.
You know, it's not just like you're facing a terrible defense, but then they have no offense whatsoever. Like Miami right now has no offense. Their defense is awful, but they have no offense, so you don't need to put points up.
Heineke will be throwing the ball, and Heineke runs the ball. He's averaging over five mm-hmm. carries, 25 yards a game on the ground. So you know he's going to have to throw against a bad defense.
He will not run if you throw a prop bet down on him. All right, Mike.
it's like, wasn't Seattle like this last year?
Right.
Where you wanted to target them with all your offensive players. All right, my start of the week, I like Joe Burrow a lot. The Detroit secondary, factually and scientifically speaking, they stink at football. I don't know that I'm sure that they have good hygiene there. But on the football field, they stink. They're seeing the highest percent of 20-plus yard targets in the league. And guess who plays for the Cincinnati Bengals? The king of the deep touchdown right now, Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Burrow is playing excellent football. He's completing 72% of his passes. And the past 2 weeks, we've seen the passing volume increase. 32 attempts against Jacksonville, 38 against Green Bay. He's healing up. I know he's on voice rest right now. I don't know if you guys heard that for the throat.
Is he really?
Yes. But he'll be.
It is comical to see an injury report.
It's so strange. Throat. But he'll be good to go. They're starting to ramp up the passing offense, and he has three elite options.
He feels very safe because
mm-hmm.
he's been two or more touchdowns in every game. He's at like a 7.5% touchdown percentage this year.
He's playing tremendous.
Ja'Marr Chase will do that to you.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to know that you can make an entire week on like he's had some pedestrian weeks, and then all of a sudden it's just one play and 70 yards later. All right, running back, I'm going Darrell Henderson. The Rams, 10.5-point road favorites, 29-point implied total. They're going to roll the Giants. I mean, this is a smash matchup for Henderson. He just needs to stay on the darn field for the entire game. He's been in the teens the last couple weeks, fantasy point-wise, 80-plus percent in the snaps this season. This could be a top-five week for Darrell.
Yeah, I like Darrell a lot this week. My start of the week at running back is Joe Mixon. Talked about him earlier. We thought Cincinnati was going to be, you know, a heavy pass team in 2021.
They were the last 2 weeks, yes. Yes, continue.
Well, they are still currently the sixth highest rush rate and second highest in neutral game scripts in the league. I don't expect Detroit to be out to a huge lead. Per Rich Rebar, 71.4% of touchdowns allowed by the Lions so far have been scored by running backs.
Mm.
The next closest is 58% for the Raiders. Mixon's going to eat. Samaje Perine is on the COVID list. He looked good last week from the ankle. So I think Joe Mixon is someone where we talked about on Green Room. You're very confused. He hasn't been top 20 in a month. And maybe you're considering because of the ankle, because he's been bad 4 weeks in a row, don't play him. I think you're fine against the Lions.
And this start of the week, look, the bye weeks are here. You may have to do this, so plug your nose. But I think that Latavius Murray is in play against the Chargers. They've allowed the most rushing yards – they're allowing the most rushing yards per game. Latavius Murray is unfortunately still the 1A at the running back position for the Baltimore Ravens, and the Chargers are seventh against the pass. I believe that the Ravens try to go back to a heavier run script, at least for this particular matchup, and Murray should be in line for a touchdown.
All right, we're moving to wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
My start of the week is the 26th wide receiver in fantasy football right now. Maybe you've heard of him. Stephon Diggs. Might be the only shot to throw him in there, but
sure.
Look, the air yards are piling up for him, but he has not been what people have expected. I mean, the high draft capital pick, target totals were extraordinary last year. Emmanuel Sanders has come in. Dawson Knox has made the next step. But this is the week. The Titans are ridiculously bad. And look, if you're hoping for this game to be more competitive, you can look to A.J. Brown and Julio likely being back out there. I'm excited about Stephon Diggs this week. I think he finally gets back into the end zone. And the Buffalo offense, defense, I mean, they're the best team in football, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, I think it's
5-0, bro.
It doesn't matter if you play. Okay. If the Cardinals and the Bills played 10 games, the Cardinals might take 4 of them. The Bills are just outstanding on defense, outstanding on offense. My wide receiver start of the week, I'm going with Brandon Cooks. He has absolutely been
cooking by the book.
You got to do the cooking by the book. Don't be lazy. The last 2 weeks, we know he's had down weeks, but he still has, I don't know if you know, a 34% target share on the season. That's
outrageous.
That is, yeah, that's Devontae Adams level target share. The Colts secondary was lit up on Monday Night Football, 442 yards. On the season, they are allowing the highest pass success rate in the NFL. They rank 25th against fantasy wide receivers. Go back to the Brandon Cooks wells. Well, he is a good wide receiver in a good matchup.
My wide receiver start, it's Chase Claypool. It's my guy.
Yeah.
It's been a really strange year for Chase Claypool. It feels like he has done absolutely nothing. That's just, like, perceptively, that's how it feels. And yet, my dude's averaging over 85 yards a game. Like, he's producing.
He's been really good.
And it just doesn't feel like it. But now you can. You can play him with confidence moving forward. Seattle is allowing the third worst over 300 passing yard game or 300 passing yards per game. I get it. Big Ben is toasted.
Big Ben got the big buns.
Oh,
no. Big Bun.
But I like Chase Claypool. Juju is out. The target share should be safe now for Claypool.
All right. I like that. Call. I like him rest of the season. He's a target to me right now. Zach Ertz is my tight end start of the week. No Goddard. That is part of the pitch here. His catch percentage, his yards per catch.
That is the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's the pitch. But I did look a little deeper into Ertz this year. It's nice to see the yards per catch up. It's nice to see the catch percentage up. And he'll be all right. I mean, that's the sell, too. That's his line. Like, if you look up in the catalog, grab yourself a Zach Ertz, and it'll be all right.
Zach Ertz has a higher target share than Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, it's true. I also love the stat. It's one of the most predictive stats, which you just named, the yards per catch-up. That's what he said. He says, nice to see the yards per catch-up.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's a really good stat.
Big Buns loves ketchup.
Tampa Bay has given up double digits to the tight end position every week.
Oh, they can't stop.
I mean,
you can't stop Zach Ertz.
The thing is
you can only hope to contain him.
You can't run on Tampa. You got to throw the ball. I like it. I like starting Zach Ertz a lot. I believe I would go with this player over him, though, Ricky Seals-Jones. We just talked about it. 99% of the snaps, he completely took over the
Logan
Thomas.
Who is that again?
Oh.
I mean, how do you leave that out of a start of the week?
Well, I just didn't. The game has that crazy high over-under. We talked about how great it is to start against the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm going to stack him with Heinicke. I think he's going to be great. He saw 8 targets, ran 36 routes, has the utilization, and is a talented player. We've talked about Ricky Seals-Jones in the past. Very good athlete. I think he's going to have a solid, solid fantasy game. He's one of those guys where you can pick him up off the waivers.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot get a touchdown, and you're fine. So if he gets a touchdown, he has a top week.
And I'm going with a deep streamer this at the start of the week for the tight end position. I've been trying to do this, and we're doing okay so far with our hit rate on these streamers. I prefer like Ricky and the Postman and guys over this. But if you're in a deep league, Mo Alley Cox, Gigantor from the Indianapolis Colts.
Gigantor!
Yes, thank you. Houston has allowed top 10 points to the tight end position every single week. And not one of those games has been against Kelce, Waller, or Andrews. When you play those tight ends, it skews the numbers that you gave up to the tight end position. But Houston's they're just bad against tight ends. And Mo Alley Cox has seen 40-plus yards the past 2 weeks. I think he is in play for a deep streamer.
I think that's it for starts of the week.
It is.
Let's continue
now
the
to
story.
More important things.
Jason Moore's Ironclad, Locked and Loaded, 100% guaranteed boom boom kicker of the week.
After my dinner, I boarded a plane, heart set on Scotland, yelling Braveheart style, bare-chested, "Go with the Browns, Chase McLaughlin!"
That was great. That was great.
Thank you. We're overseas now. This is an international segment.
This is incredible.
Segment.
He showed an ability to distinguish between an Irish and Scottish accent. Mm-hmm. That was on today's show.
Are you taking in the game? Like, are you going to the Miami game?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll get the rest of the matchups on tomorrow's episode. I want to thank Pristine Auction. Davante Adams signed Packers mini helmet, $55 right now. Ooh. Wait, where's that button? Nope, didn't work.
I got you.
We got to get this thing fixed. Yeah. Deontay Johnson signed jersey, $50. PristineAuction.com. Use the promo code BALLERS, get a $10 credit. No other updates today other than I think Daniel Jones, non-contact participant in practice. Things looking positive for him to clear protocol. And Hopkins expected to go down as non-participant again due to illness. So anything else, Brooksy?
That's it so far.
All right. That'll do it for today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for supporting the show. Check out the community over at jointhefoot.com, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the football. Good luck. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.